Hello, my name is Claudia Hernández. I'm a PhD student in the Department of Biochemistry and Molecular Biomedicine from University of Barcelona. And I'm going to present the poster with the title Metabolic Plasticity in Metastatic Colorectal Cancer in Response to Valbociclib. Drug resistance and metastatic spread are the leading cause of mortality in patients with colorectal cancer. Metabolic reprogramming is a hallmark of cancer that plays a crucial role and chemoresistance since it sustains the synthesis of biomolecules required to maintain accelerated tumor growth and supports adaptability to the microenvironment to promote cell survival. This work is focused on targeting cell cycle and the metabolic reprogramming underlying the acquisition of resistance to cyclin-dependent kinases CDK4 and 6. Valbociclib, a CDK4 and 6 selective inhibitor mainly used in breast cancer, affects the cell cycle regulation. This inhibition prevents the phosphorylation of retinoblastome protein. RBE2F complex remains attached to DNA, impairing cell cycle progression by transcriptional repression of genes required for G1 to S phase transition. As a consequence, there is a cell cycle arrest in G1 phase. Upregulation of cell cycle supporting cell growth represents a novel approach in the design of combination therapies since their overexpression is implicated in a wide range of human cancers. To this aim, we evaluated the effects of palbociclib on the lymphatic derived metastatic colorectal cancer cell line SW620. The biological characterization of this metabolic reprogramming promoted by short-term palbociclib treatment in this cell line allows to identify metabolic vulnerabilities that can be targeted to increase tumor sensitivity. Therefore, this evaluation was developed through several techniques, including determination of metabolite consumption and production rates, Westerblot, proliferation, cell cycle, and respirometry assays. First, cell proliferation was affected by the treatment with palbociclib, decreasing the duplication time from 18 to 22 hours. The results concerning to cell cycle confirmed cell cycle arrest in G1 according to the mechanism of this drug. Metabolite consumption and production rates in extracellular medium did not present differences with respect to control condition. However, palbociclib was promoting an increase in glutamine metabolism. Some related proteins were also evaluated. There was an increment in relative expression levels of MYC and kidney type glutaminase isoform, KGA, as well as mTOR activation after palbociclib treatment. Regarding to respirometry assays, extracellular acidification rate was measured in different conditions, complete medium and glutamine and glucose deprivation. Palbociclib was decreasing ICAR in basal conditions. There was no changes in glucose deprivation since they are using mainly glutamine, and there was an increase in glutamine deprivation. Basal respiration suffered a decrease only in the condition of glutamine deprivation. In this case, palbociclib was less affected than in control cells, indicating that these cells are using alternative carbon sources in the absence of glutamine. The parameters related to oxygen consumption rates, such as basal respiration, ATP production, maximal respiration, and spare respiratory capacity, are increased after palbociclib treatment. In summary, results displayed an increment in glutamine metabolism and oxidative phosphorylation in concordance with our previous results with palbociclib-treated primary colorectal adenocarcinoma cells, HCT116. These studies revealed that CDK4 and 6 inhibition induced MYC upregulation and the subsequent activation of downstream signalings, such as mTOR pathway. The combined therapy with glutaminase inhibitors and CDK4/6 inhibition demonstrated a synergistic effect, suggesting an effective strategy to overcome the acquired resistance of cancer cells to palbociclib.